pudding and give it all away for the sweet Sally Gooden. Come and I thought to myself, I'd kill myself running. We all went down to Sal's cotton picking. We all got drunk and Sal got a licking. And I hugged Sally Gooden until she couldn't stand steady.
Morning, I thought the sun was shining bright. When I woke this morning, I thought the sun was shining bright. Well, I felt like I could die when my baby said goodbye. The blues fell this morning like the raindrops from the sky. Blues fell this morning like the raindrops from the sky. Yeah, and the tears rolled down my face as I began to cry. Yet I asked myself the question, why did she have to go? Yet I asked myself the question, why did she have to go? Lord have mercy, I don't know. Look out now.
Mm-hmm.
my suitcase just to travel for a while. I'm gonna pack up my suitcase. Guess I'll travel for a while. Yeah, and if I ramble long enough, maybe I'll find that I can smile. One more time.
Talking, and they don't think she's right, for you can hear her calling cat at any time of night. Night, they either serenade the moon or else they'll have a fight. Out come my old mistress door and call each one by name. Someday she'll lose her pussy cat if she keeps up that game. Just a little bit, that's enough of it.
Meow. Meow. All right, that's Poke Miller. Poke Miller and the Old South Quartet. They're doing, I think that one's called Pussycat Rag or some such thing. Hold on, it's called Pussycat Rag. Yeah. And Poke Miller, resident of Richmond, Virginia. Actually, he was born in Prince Edward County, but he was a druggist in Richmond from 1860 on. He served in the Confederate, he served with the Confederacy in the Civil War. And then after that, he started making dog food, Sargent Brand Pet Care Company, which still exists today. And then he toured around with a quartet of African American singers.
Right. Did he actually perform with them, or was he just wasn't he an impresario?
No, he definitely performed with them. That was him singing the lead and mm-hmm. also playing guitar. He also played the banjo. And he finally gave it up. He didn't perform in blackface, which was unusual for the time, first of all, for doing, you know, race music. And on top of that, he eventually gave it up because he kind of demanded equal compensation and equal treatment for his band and was not given it in most places. And in fact, in some places was kind of run out of town on fear of at least injury, if nothing else. So he finally stopped touring with that band for that reason, but, you know, lived in Richmond his whole life, died in 1913, and is buried in Hollywood Cemetery, actually.
Fascinating. Well, before that, we had some Terry Garland. I'm not sure, is he a Richmond native or is he a Johnson City, Tennessee native?
Yeah, I don't know.
He oscillated between those two communities, but I think he's a Richmond native. But in any event, that was recorded in Richmond at the In Your Ear Studios. That's from a 2001 release called Out Where the Blues Begins on the late, great Planetary Records.
Yeah.
So that was Terry Garland. And what we have before that?
Before that was Harold Hausenfluck and Abe Horton doing Sally Gooden.
Harold Hausenfluck.
Yeah.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah, you've heard that.
I know that voice.
Yeah, you know that voice. And, of course,
haunts my nightmares.
He is a stalwart member of the Richmond music scene, the old-time music scene. For sure, and that was from an album called Sweet Sunny South that was released on the Heritage Record label.
Nice. And then we opened the set with another In Your Ear recording, actually. That was Wayne Henderson and Helen White doing North Carolina Breakdown from an album called Live in Virginia. Well, Josh.
Yes, Richmond Otto.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to do our Richmond set here. There's a lot of tunes that have Richmond in the title and or are titled Richmond. So, maybe they may not all, in fact, actually be titled for Richmond, Virginia. Some of them may be Richmond, Illinois, or Richmond, Kentucky, or even Richmond, ye old, merry old England. But nonetheless, they're
Richmond's
all titled.
In the title, so they're in the set list.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you have first, Otto?
I've got something on some vinyl here. This is, or vinyls, as they call it now. This is Lonnie Austin, Buck Easley, and Alice Easley from something called the Virginia Carolina Sampler, and they're doing a song titled Richmond.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. place a low down dirty place. Lie flat on your back, throw mud all in your face. Dogging ain't right. Lord, if you gonna dog me, I'll run both day and night. Yeah, drink muddy water. I'll sleep in a hollow log. Ain't gonna stay here, woman, treated like no dog. That's why I was standing down in Richmond on that corner near Broad and Main. I walked to police, said, son, what is your right name?
The great John Cephas.
That was quite a workout there.
Yeah, it was. It just kept on going, that song. That was Richmond Blues from an album of his called Guitar Man, back in 1987. Me Mutter gave me that album.
Very nice. We're not playing 8-tracks here, but that was off an actual
That was
cassette.
A tape. Man, I had to cue that thing up. It took forever. I can't even remember those days making mixtapes for girls, Otto.
Never did that.
What?
Nah, never. Okay. Not once.
No way. All right, so before that, we had Bruce Molsky doing a version of Richmond. I'm not sure the origin of that. I need to look, actually. So I'll look in a second. But Henry Reed before that from Glen Lynn, Virginia, from Waynesboro, doing Richmond. And we started before that with Lonnie Austin, Buck Easley, and Alice Easley doing Richmond as well. And actually, it was the same Richmond, Henry Reed's and Lonnie Austin's, kind of a raggy Richmond.
And it's all part of our Richmond set. Let's keep ripping along here.
That was Richmond set A.
Yes. Now we're going to do part B here.
Part B. We're
going to start off. We're going to do the blues thing a little bit more here. This is Jimmy Struthers doing a song called Going to Richmond. Jimmy Struthers, a former inmate of the Virginia State Penitentiary. Yeah,
and after that, we'll have another tune called Richmond, as played by the great George Stoneman. But it's yet another tune called Richmond. So let's hear this, Jimmy Struthers. You can give us a call if you want, 804-649-9737. You can go online to WRIR to check out the playlist and all kinds of good stuff. So here, let's hear this, Jimmy Struthers.
Yes, I'm going to Richmond, baby, and back from paradise. Gonna see that woman that sure gonna wreck my life. Yes, I'm going to Richmond, and I'm leaving for paradise. Gonna see that woman that sure don't wreck my life. Yes, I'm leaving old Perry, and I'm headed for Tennessee. Gonna see that brown skin that sure made a fool of me. Yes, I'm leaving Perry, babe, I'm headed for Tennessee. Gonna see that fair brown that sure made a fool of me. Yes, it's old folks teaching, and I believe my soul is sold. Oh boy. Son, don't you trust no young woman, no, where on earth you go. Yes, it's old folks teaching, and I believe my soul to soul. Son, don't you trust no young woman, no, where on earth you go.
as your fat. Brown will tell you that she'll love you all her life. Oh, boy. Meet another dude around the corner and really tell that same lie twice. As your fat. Brown will tell you, yes, she loves you all her life. Meet another dude around the corner and really tell that same lie twice. Alexander, women, I sure go do despise. Got a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. Alexander, women, I sure go do despise. Got a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. I got one old bulldog and a baby and a long big hound. I got one high yaller and two, three brown. I got one high yaller, baby, brown. I got one high yaller, really, and two, three brown. Train come around the mountain this morning in a solid moon. If I live to see tomorrow, gonna roll in my fat brown zone. Train come around the mountain in a solid moon. If I live to see tomorrow, gonna roll in my fat brown zone. Can't be satisfied. And I've got the blues, babe, and I can't be satisfied. Going down by the river and hang down my head and cry. And I've been mistreated, and I can't be satisfied. Mistreated and I can't be satisfied. Yes, I'm going with a lead to get you off of my mind. Babe, I'm going with a lead to get you off my mind. Yes, I'm going with a lead to save the world off my mind. And I won't be worried, honey, about you all the time. I don't play this piece, baby, till my fingers got sore. Now if it ain't nothing doing, I ain't gonna play no more.
Now, that's the way Richmond tin goes.
Yeah.
That's the reason I got started on the wrong one, I guess.
Going to the depot, looking for the ball. If the train ain't here, summer's on the road.
WRIR is... Oh, no. What's going on here?
You're still wrong.
Oh,
there.
Hello. WRIR is proud to serve as media sponsor for Imaging South Africa, collection projects by Simon Allen. Simone Allen. I'm sorry about that. Oh. Simone Allen, now on view at the VCU Anderson Gallery. Richmond-based South African artist Simone Allen systematically assembles audio recordings, postal stamps, and newspapers in expansive installations to probe the complexity of South African identity. The Anderson Gallery is free and open to the public at 907 and a half West Franklin Street. More information is available at vcu.edu/arts/gallery.
WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, call 804-771-5700 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
You did better than me on that reading, Otto. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I've read it a few times now, Josh.
Yeah, I guess that's true. we just finished up our, we could keep going with this Richmond set, but it gets a little tiresome, doesn't it?
Particularly when we just play the same song in various instrumentations over and over.
So we had a few different versions of Richmond, Old Richmond, Richmond Cotillion. The most recently you just heard the Reed Island Rounders, doing Falls of Richmond.
And then we had the Sheila Blackyard Families doing, Old Richmond.
Yeah, Rutherford and Foster before that. With the Richmond Blues.
And Tommy Gerald doing something that he calls the Richmond Cotillion.
But that I would call Richmond, as in Richmond. The same Richmond that that Easley and Austin's played, and also Henry Reed played, and also that the Sheeler and Blackard played. But before that, George Stoneman with a different Richmond on banjo from the Clawhammer Banjo Volume 1 album.
And I think we opened the whole thing up with little Jimmy Struthers doing Going to Richmond.
There you go. So Richmond does, you know, I mean, there are towns that feature prominently in old time and country music.
They're just evocative towns.
Yeah.
Richmond
is an evocative town, especially when it's really hot. So it's 7:49 here, Otto. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about a famous recording session that happened in Richmond in, I guess it's the fall of 1929, right down the street, actually, from the studios here above the Camel.
Oh.
It was at 803-805 West Broad Street at the Polk Furniture Plant. Polk Furniture had a branch here in Richmond, and similar to what happened in Bristol, where the recording label, I think it was Oki there too, set up and recorded all the local musicians. Oki came to Richmond and set up at the Polk Furniture, and musicians from all over Virginia, Richmond as well as parts west and east and north, all came in to be recorded. And you know, you would typically get paid, you know, $50 per side, and nobody got any royalties. And back in 2002, a couple of notable old-time scholars, including Kip Lorne and a few other people.
Ron Curry from here in Richmond, as well as Greg Kimball.
Did a number where they pulled together all these recordings and released a double CD compilation called Virginia Roots, the 1929 Richmond Session. So we're going to play some stuff through the show here from this particular session. And some of these things are really fun. The first thing I'm going to do here from this set is a band called the, I think it's called the Roanoke.
The Roanoke Jug Band, which
Roanoke
actually...
Jug Band, right.
Which, just as a side note, later on in the show, we'll be playing some music from the Hackensaw Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And Malin Hackensaw, a.k.a. Rob Bullington, his great uncle, I believe, was in the Roanoke Jug Band. And the picture that you see, Rob actually owns the guitar that he's holding in the picture. Yeah. So
well, we're gonna do a song that was sort of inspired by the Skillet Lickers. In fact, one of the Skillet Lickers, subsequent to the Skillet Lickers recording, did the first version of this song. It's called Homebrew Rag, and it's a little bit of hokum here.
Yes, Low Stokes track, I believe.
That's right.
All right, so are you all ready to go with it?
Ready to go.
Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Thank you. That's Ray.
Hello, Ray. Where'd you get that black eye?
Boy, I fell out of a homebrew tree.
Did you bring a sample of it with you for the gang?
Hey, what do you think I have in this package? Buttermilk?
Well, if it's the real stuff, how about open her up?
Right, boy.
Fine. Well, while we're talking about it, how about let's have that homebrew rag?
All right, boy, let's go.
But about one time, I think it's all homebrew. Never drink any brew yourself, you know just what it'll do. I think I'll go home now, make me a bottle too. Get to a homebrew, you know just what it'll do. Boys, I made the brew, and I hope you say it's good. If it isn't what it should be, I've done the best I could. Come on, boys, let's have a little drink, and see what it will do. Get to a home brew, you know just what it'll do. Thank you.
Starting August 30th, we'll be doing some rearranging of WRIR's news talk schedule. All of your favorite shows will still be here. However, you'll find the 1 o'clock time slot is changing on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. WRIR Radio Favorites is moving to Mondays at 1 p.m., while The Splendid Table is moving to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Locally produced live call-in show, Mental Health Matters, will be moving to Thursdays at 1, followed by War News Radio at 1:30. Finally, Studio 360 is moving to Friday mornings at 9 a.m. For more information about these program times, you can go to our website, WRIR.org, and click on Schedule. Starting August 30th, that's Mondays at 1 p.m. with WRIR Radio Favorites. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. will be The Splendid Table. Thursdays at 1 p.m. is Mental Health Matters, followed by War News Radio at 1:30. And Friday mornings at 9 a.m. will be Studio 360. Thank you for supporting WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us.
Cool dude.
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And here's from Norfolk, Virginia, back down to Broad Street, the Sparkling Four.
Halloween, 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 don't let it blow. Halloween, 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 don't let it blow. Halloween, 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 don't let it blow. Halloween, 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 don't let it blow.
You talk about me just as much as you.
Rather be in the mountains, sitting on a log, than to be in gay.
relax, treat it like a dog, and tell me how long have I got away? Can I get you now? Must hesitate. You're a lady, you're a lady, you're a lady.
Nice.
That was nice. That was a that was actually by request from Harold.
That was Wade Ward and his Buck Mountain Band.
Van Edwards and Wade Ward doing really the Hesitating Blues, right, Josh?
Well, yeah, the Hesitating. They call it the Yodeling Blues,
right? But it's the Hesitating Blues with, yeah, with a Jimmy Rogers inspired yodel on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of these recordings from this Virginia Roots, the 1929 Richmond session. So Wade was down the street a few blocks recording that a number of years back. And then before that, we had a nice gospel quartet.
Sparkling Four
from Norfolk, Virginia, doing Hold the Wind. And then we had a little blues. We had Otis and Tom Mody, or Moat, doing Rainbow Railroad Bill.
I think Rainbow Bill is right. No, it's Railroad Bill.
I like Rainbow Bill.
And and we started it with the Roanoke Jug Band doing a homebrew rag. And as Harold pointed out, it was a different homebrew rag than the homebrew rag that the Scout Lickers did.
Yeah, so it's not the same. Nope.
But
inspired.
That was our little set of that Richmond session there from 1929. And now I think we are going to do a session of kind of modern old-time and bluegrass bands from Richmond. And included in this, we're going to have Jackass Flats, Hackensaw Boys. We're going to play some from Mark Campbell.
We're going to play some stuff from the neo old time movement here.
Well, okay,
neo conservative.
Not Mark. Mark is old time for sure, but the rest of us maybe. And something I don't normally do, but I'm going to do tonight. I actually need to, because we just the group that I play in, we just got
hot seats.
We just got test copies of our brand new 7-inch record, and I'm holding it in my hand. I haven't listened to it yet.
Test pressing.
So we're gonna try it out tonight on the radio. But we'll start out here with some music from Jackass Flats, one of Richmond's greatest bluegrass-ish type bands. They've taken a step away from traditional bluegrass recently, adding drums and an organ into the band.
But we're not playing any of that tonight.
We're playing one from their most recent recorded album, which is called Greetings from Jackass Flats. And this is a track called Blackwater River. So enjoy this, and we'll see what's next when we get to what's next. Okay, will you hit play on that for me, Otto, please? Yeah. Number four, please. Thank you. Oh, no, I know why. Hold on. Hit unplay, please, Otto. Yes, it's the joys of volunteer radio, folks.
You
get what you get. And here you go with Jackass Flats and Blackwater River.
Blackwater River flood. Tennessee. Boys, I'll tell you about these women. I can tell you what they'll do. They'll be crying on your shoulder and be flirting with another two. She's my curly-headed baby. Sunny Tennessee. I have loved her since I met her, more than words could ever tell. Proves false hearted, I could never say farewell. She's my dirty head baby. You should sit on a mama's knee. She's my dirty head baby. She's from sunny Tennessee.
Sugar Hill. I got 10 cents in my pocket, $10 in my bill. If I had $10 more, I'd climb up Sugar Hill. What do you reckon, Elder? Struck 2 quarts of sugar sauce and then her stomach failed her. $10 in my bill. If I had $10 more, I'd climb up Sugar Hill. I got 10 cents in my pocket, and don't you hear it jingle? Gonna court them pretty gals as long as I stay single. Sugar Hill. I got 10 cents in my pocket, $10 in my bill. If I got $10 more, I'd climb up Sugar Hill.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not too
nice plane.
All right, yeah, whoever those guys are, they did a good job.
Yeah, that was the hot seats there, ladies and gentlemen, off their impending release. That was a test pressing.
Yes, that's right.
What was that called, Josh?
Those are two tunes. The first one was called Jack Wilson. It's an old Kentucky tune from John Salyer. And the second one was called Sugar Hill, which is a very ubiquitous tune in old-time music.
Very nice.
Before that, we had Old School Freight Train, featuring a lot of Virginian and Richmonders specifically, with a tune called Dr. Pangloss. From their album Live in Ashland, which is probably kind of the last album that they released as a full band before Ben Krakauer, the banjo player, left. That kind of did it for me. Before that, George Wynn, kind of Richmond's bluegrass godfather, still kicking, still playing music today, still got his Lloyd Lore mandolin out there, and that was an old recording called Blues Plus Bluegrass Volume 2. George Wynn, Red Battles, and the Bluegrass Partners doing Curly Headed Baby. And before that, the Hackensaw Boys from their album, which is now over 10 years old. The album was Get Some, and that was a tune called Whiskey Mama, back when there were 10 or 12 some Hackensaw Boys. And we started it with Jackass Flats, Richmond Zone, with a tune called Blackwater River from their most recent release, Greetings from Jackass Flats Auto. Do you have something you want to read?
Yeah, let's do a little public service announcement here. Speakers from disciplines as varied as politics, economics, and science will discuss the evolving perspective of ethics and leadership at a conference on September the 20th at the University of Richmond. Tim Kaine will speak about pluralism and moral inquiry, how to find the common good in an increasingly diverse society. The conference is free and open to the public, and registration is required by September 10th and begins August 10. So for more information, contact NNOCK, N-N-O-C-K, or NOC, N-N-O-C, at richmond.edu or call 287-1960. For full conference details, you can go to jepson.richmond.edu.
Very good.
So...
So now what, Otto? What is it now?
Well, I had this little epiphany this afternoon. I was thinking about famous musicians that have been connected with Richmond. And this is one that I learned along the way a couple of years back. When Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash died, John Carter Cash, their son, did a very nice biography about June called Anchored in Love. And in it, I'm going to read something from it that I think is just fascinating. Mom, and so remember, this is John Carter Cash talking here. Mom, which means June Carter, wrote that she left Charlotte kicking and screaming and clinging to friends I'd never forget, but she enjoyed living in Richmond, Virginia, their next home, even more. Their 3-year gig in Richmond, Virginia, started out on the tiny 5,000-watt WRNL station. I know, all things are relative. Later, they would move up to Richmond's larger WRVA, and they also performed on the radio station's Saturday night show, Old Dominion Barn Dance, broadcast from the Lyric Theater. Mom credited Richmond with giving the family 5 good years. In Richmond, June Carter enrolled in John Marshall High School and began to learn to be a Richmond girl. She said goodbye to the girl in the coveralls and the billed cap. My days of logging were over. It was time of growing up to be a cultured Southern lady. What a wonderful year. So there you go. June Carter graduated from John Marshall High School, and their family lived in the 40s, the second half of the 40s in Richmond, Virginia.
How about it? So I guess, what does this mean, Otto? Does it mean, are you going to play?
We are going to have to play some June Carter.
All right, well, right? Let's hear it.
So a couple of nice old-time tracks from June Carter. One's off her Wildwood Flower record, and the other one is off June Carter Cash Press On. Hit it, Josh.
The dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. But if you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
Oh, the storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that I cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
Let us greet with our song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or thin, let us trust in our Savior always, to keep us everyone in His care.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Not knowing where to go, just to pass the time away before we held our show. I heard the Bethel Mission Band singing with all its might. I gave my heart to Jesus. show that night. The day will soon be over, and the digging will be done. No more gems be gathered, so let's all press on. When Jesus comes to claim us and says it is enough, the diamonds will be shining no longer in the rough. While reading through the Bible, such wonderful sights I see. I read of Peter, James, and John by the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus, when he found them, he found them mighty tough. For they were precious diamonds he had gathered in. The day will soon be over, and the digging will be done. No more gems be gathered, so let us all press on. When Jesus comes to claim us, and he says it is enough, the diamonds will be shining no longer in the rough.
Great. Marty, thank you.
Your vacation, but you never did tell me what happened to that old bull.
You mean the bull that knocked me in the well?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a little song I wrote about him. You want to hear it?
Uh-huh, I'd love to.
Well, wait till I get the boys to help me. Are you ready, fellas?
Ready. Yeah.
Well, let's go. There was a man.
From Aberdeen.
He owned a great big Jersey cow. He was a sight.
Until one night.
He ate a box of dynamite. He wasn't mad. But he was bad.
Yeah, he was glad.
He could digest a big flat iron. He'd have got all right.
Before daylight.
But a Henry Ford hit him that night.
They found his leg.
In Winnipeg.
They found his sirloin steak
in Boston. A 10-pound roast in Omi Hall, a big soup bone down in Arkansas.
They found his tooth.
In Texas, too.
They found his soul
in Maine, afflicted. Well, they found his hide in the Philippines and his horns in Dixieland.
He got all right.
Before daylight. But a Henry Ford hit him that night.
They found his leg.
In Winnipeg.
They found a sirloin steak
in Boston. A 10-pound roast in Omi Hall.
a big soup bone down in Arkansas.
They found his tooth. They found his tooth.
In Texas, too.
In Texas, too.
They found his soul in Maine, up they did. Well, they found his hide in the Philippines and his horns in Dixieland.
That old bull show was scattered around over the country, wasn't it?
Thank you.
better off that jazzophone. Why don't you let those haunting melodies alone? When you start those weird strains, you send a something to my brain. Now and then there's a girl or laddie. Oh, stop it, Daddy, say, talk about your craze of nowadays. Such music's bound to send you to your grave. You can't be saved. Oh, Mr. Spitz, don't be so mean. I can stand on your bounty. Oh, but man, get up off that jazz of all.
That was really nice.
Yeah, that was Costa, Campbell, Lloyd, and Klein. That's Jimmy Costa, Mark Campbell, Jim Lloyd, and Daryl Klein doing Songs of Uncle Dave Macon and other such fiddle tunes. And that's Mark Campbell playing the fiddle, Mark Campbell of Richmond, Virginia. And that was Rabbit in a Pea Patch. It's good stuff. Before that, what did we have.
We had the Bubbling Five?
The Bubbling Over Five. Bubbling Get Up Off That Jazzophone, which is another one of the recordings made in 1929 in Richmond, Virginia, although this one was actually from a different album, anyway, from Old Hat, called Folks, He Sure Do Pull Some Bow.
And then before that, I love the name of this band. This is called the Two Bys Royal Hawaiian Orchestra. And yeah. These people worked at a silk plant, actually, the Tobias Silk Factory down in Hopewell.
Hmm.
And everybody in the band was silk factory workers, and they were into Hawaiian music at that time.
That's
and
they great.
They were doing some Hawaiian steel guitar there.
Before that, we had the Three Tobacco Tags, who I only just recently discovered. But they were a band. They weren't originally from Richmond, but they did have about a three-year stint on WRVA on the Old Dominion Barn Dance. And featured in that band playing the mandolin and singing is Luther Baucom, or Luke, Looney Luke. And guitar player was Reed Summey, and the other member of the band was George Wade. And that was a tune called Jersey Bull Blues. And it's just some hilarious stuff. That was on the Montgomery Ward label.
Very nice.
And we started with two songs from the late, great June Carter Cash, who also had a stint on WRVA's Old Dominion Barn Dance.
Spent some time living in Richmond and went to John Marshall High School, graduated from John Marshall High School. We did a track called Diamonds in the Rough from a record called Press on the Dual Tone label, and Marty Stewart was playing guitar on that. And then the one before that was Keep on the Sunny Side, and you had Norman and Nancy Blake on there, and Marty Stewart and
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash was singing vocals in the background on that, and that was Keep on the Sunny Side.
It's a song that fills me with sugary nightmares sometimes, but in the right hands, it can be a beautiful song.
It's a good song.
So we're going to go out here with two things here. I'm going to play one more from Mark Campbell here, just to give another side of Mark Campbell. This is the Campbell Family Band live at Humpback Rocks on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Doing My Sunny Home in Dixie with some great clogging going on behind them. And then we're going to end it out with, what is this thing, Otto?
Yeah, this I don't know where I found this, but this is a recording from March 23, 1975, I think at the Mosque, or whatever we're supposed to call it now, the Landmark Theater. And it's basically a version of the Old Dominion Barn Dance that, of course, went on in Richmond for years, and we've been alluding to all night. And we're going to play a track from this. It's Joe and Rosalie Mafis, who apparently lived in Richmond and played on this show for many, many years, and they're going to do a version of Worried Man. We'll probably play a little bit of it and fade it out into the Lee Show.
Because it's 15 minutes long,
it's,
folks.
Yes, it's our free bird.
Well, thank you so much for listening tonight, folks, and just stay tuned to WRIR. Lee Show is next.
What are we doing next week, Josh?
I think we're going to do a back-to-school special.
Back to school.
And after that, we will do an after-school special. So let's get going here with the Campbell Family Band, followed by Joe and Rosalie Mafis. Nope.
Thank you. know, these next people, they are Nashville-oriented, but they were Richmond-oriented a long time before they were Nashville-oriented. Two of the greatest entertainers and greatest friends I've ever known, Cousin Joe Mathis and Rose Lee.
Thank you, Sue. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to see you all out. You having a good time today? We're going to have to pull them back a little bit on account of the wire. It's good to see you all out. I don't know how much you're out, but I'll guarantee you one thing. You're going to get your money's worth today. This is like coming back home to Rosie and I. Well, you know, we've met on the Old Dominion Barnett. You know all that. We've been kicking together ever since. Thanks to Sunshine Sue, I got started in show business and found me a good wife. Like a... Is that right, huh? This is Sue's day. We got to move along a little bit, but we're real proud to be here. We hope you all are going to have a good time, and I'm sure of it. I generally open the show by saying we're going to get Grand Ole Opry, but today I'm going to change it. If you like country music, you're at the right place. Take your shoes off, you all, and have a ball, because we're going to get Old Dominion Barn Dance on a Saturday night. That suits you okay? Yeah.
River, and I laid down to sleep. Lord, I went across the river. I laid down to sleep when I woke up. Had shackles on my feet. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but don't be worried long.
Links and a chain on my leg, 29 links, a chain around my leg, and on his link, there's an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, we won't be worried long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but don't be worried long. I'm worried now, but don't be worried long. Thank you. That burned you folks. Ain't changed a bit. I always did say the finest folks in the world to work to right here in Virginia in the Old Dominion Barn Dance, and I'm sure of it, huh? I'm going to have Rose Lee doing some singing for you. You know, ever since we met here in 1951, got to picking and singing together all over the country, no matter where we are, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be out in California where we were, over in Europe or Asia, down at the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, or right here in Richmond. I always call Rose Lee the biscuit maker. The reason for that, she's the mother of my children, takes care of the house, does the cooking, the washing, and the ironing, bakes the bread, and goes along on the road and helps make the dough. That's all right. It wasn't funny down in Suffolk last night either. But at least it's clean. You're going to find my jokes are not too funny, but they're clean anyhow. Rose Lee going to sing a real pretty song for us. Thank you.
I went downtown to a club to hear the music play, and I fell in love with the guitar figure and he stole my heart away. I closed my eyes and visualized him playing just for me, then opened my eyes and I realized our love could never be. I love country music, I've loved it all my life, so I started looking for a guitar figure to take me for his wife. One day on the radio, big shows had come to town. They bragged about a fiddle player that was the best around. He played all night, a do-si-do, till all came to an end. He put his fiddle in the case, but he left with my best friend. I love country music, I've loved it all my life. So I started looking for a fiddle player to take me for his wife. Banjo picking food. I played it time and time again and treated it like a jewel. Then I saw on the TV guide my hero I would see. I saw him on the Opry, but it was too old for me. I love country music, I've loved it all my life. So I started looking for a banjo picker to take me for his wife.